My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Joe Douglas, Jets general manager, met with the media moments ago. Obviously, cut down day across the NFL was Tuesday. His teams got down to 53. Jets open up their season a couple Monday nights when they take on the San Francisco 49ers. Here's Douglas talking about, obviously, everyone's favorite topic, Hassan Reddick.
Where do things stand with Hassan Reddick right now?
Nothing's changed from our end. Obviously, a ton of respect for Hassan and awaiting his arrival. And, you know, looking forward to when he does, he's going to be welcomed with open arms.
Do you expect him to be here for the, before the opener?
I can't lay out any expectations right now, but you know, when he does arrive, we're all going to be excited.
How would you describe the communication with
him? I would say clear and direct from the beginning, and you know, I have a lot of respect for the agent as well. So, again. The ball's in their court, and you know, whenever he's ready to come here, again, we can't wait to have.
Why didn't you renegotiate the contract before executing the trade?
Well, I mean, in simple terms, you know, we did talk about an extension once that once one wasn't agreed upon. You know, we had the conversation, and we felt good about making the trade, and so you know. Obviously, came here, reported, had a great day here, and again, we're just waiting his arrival.
Do you feel like their camp reneged on a verbal agreement to play under his existing contract?
I'd say that again, from our standpoint, you know, we've been really clear and direct with our communication, and you know, again. A lot of respect for the agent, a lot of respect for the player, and you know, I have faith that this will all get resolved. You know, when things did hit the fan last year, I think one of the more encouraging things was how the team stayed together and how hard the team played. There was never a wavering of effort or togetherness, and I thought that was one of the silver linings of a difficult season. But as the team stands now, I feel like this has been a remarkable training camp, and I feel like this is a great collection of talent and character, as good of a collection of people as I've been around in 24 years. And so really, I'm excited about this journey. I have no idea where it's going to end, but I think this is a great group to lock arms and travel with.
Well, Joe, you better hope that ends in the playoffs, or else you're going to be looking for a job. I mean, that's it. I mean, we'll get more into the Reddick stuff. Here's the deal. Like, so Hassan Reddick played nice early. The Philadelphia Eagles signed your player in Huff, had no interest in giving Reddick a new contract. You acquired the Eagles' headache from Howie Roseman. He played nice early, but then you know what Hassan Reddick figured out? Listen, this is a win-now situation. I have leverage. They need me. They need my ability to go out there and get after the quarterback. They lose Huff. They have to trade John Franklin Myers. And now all of a sudden there is a shift from Hassan Reddick in his camp. How much respect can you have for the player who has never played a down in the regular season for you? And how much respect can you have for if everything has changed and you're Joe Douglas and you are locked into your foxhole right now and you are not budging and Reddick and his agent are not budging? Exactly how much respect can you possibly have if they went back on their initial word that they would play under the current deal with 1 year left on his contract? How much possible respect can you possibly have? How many times does Joe Douglas have to say how much he respects the agent, how much he respects Hassan Reddick? I mean, we are reaching a point here with this scenario is, hey, Joe, like, common sense has to come into the equation a little bit as well. The Eagles didn't run. They didn't walk. They sprinted away from Hassan Reddick. A guy that started Temple and a guy that, is right there. I mean, last four years, I think he's got 50 and a half sacks in the National Football League. They sprinted away. I mean, if you're the GM, you're not going to make a nice soft landing spot. I understand you don't want to pay him what he's looking to get paid, anywhere between $24 and $28 million a year, AAV. I get that. But you got to do something to entice the man. What would lead you to believe right now that Hassan Reddick is all of a sudden going to walk through those doors and be ready to go for the San Francisco 49ers on Monday night? What would lead you to believe that? And you can put blame wherever you want to put it. Here's the deal. For the Jets, they thought they found a solution, and it has turned into a massive headache. And they went out there, knowingly acquired the Eagles' headache and didn't rectify it. Didn't take any medicine, didn't take a little Advil, didn't take a little Tylenol, didn't take any migraine med, and basically are dealing with this headache for the last 7-8 weeks. Now all of a sudden, Hassan Reddick's going to blink. You know what he's going to do? He's going to report to play the minimum amount of games that he can play so then he can hit free agency after the season. That's what it seems like to me. Maybe I'm wrong. But Joe, have a little vision. Have a little vision. And I picked the Jets to win the Super Bowl yesterday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.